Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show. This is the podcast about the radio show, and we appreciate you being with us. You can download this on the DA Show podcast feed. You can also download this inside the free Odyssey app. You can also download this on its own podcast feed. Search Permission Granted. And that Odyssey free app, it's got all the podcasts. It's got the DA Show. It's got the PGP. It's got One Giant Step. It's got New York Accent. Man, oh, man. It's got Bogus at the Plate. Reruns from 2013 and 2014. If you want to get a breakdown of those Texas Rangers AL winner teams. I think those were the Rangers teams. I forget. Remember, the Rangers won back-to-back American Leagues. Back-to-back World Series. And had a 3-2 series lead, I believe, in Game 6 in St. Louis. And then completely melted down, and then the Cardinals came back and won that. I think that was 2011.
So I remember the Cardinals coming back to win, and this is not meant to be a mirazism. I'm extremely tired. Did you just say that the Rangers won back-to-back World Series?
No, won the American League.
Okay, I was going to say, man, did I really, like...
Did you black out that baseball?
Yeah. Obviously, I remember the Rangers beat the Yankees in one of those ALCSs. Cliff Lee was incredible. I think they got Cole Hamels at 1.2.
Yeah.
So I remember that. But, yeah, I certainly didn't remember them winning back-to-back World Series. That feels like I would have to question my sports fan.
But they were in back-to-back. They were in back-to-back World Series.
Did they win one?
No. They went 0-2.
Giants won the other one.
I think, yes, the Giants beat them, and then the Cardinals beat
them. That's right. Okay. All right, we're back on track.
The David Freese World Series.
That's right.
The David Freese World
Series. That's right. Wow, what a forgotten time.
Yeah. So, the Canadian bacon. Let's talk about the Canadian bacon here. I'm worried that we've done it all. And that Canadian bacon, there's not much more room for it to evolve, grow, go.
This is amazing. Just forewarning you what comes up on side B of the PGP.
You guys have tackled the same thing?
A little bit. Similar angle Bogus had shared.
I think there's a real value to what we do. A, because the hockey playoffs are awesome. And it gives us a way to celebrate it in a fun, goofy way, which is what the show is supposed to be about. And if you're somebody in Fayetteville, Arkansas, that has no interest in Devils Hurricanes, I don't think it's a turn out segment, a tune out segment. I think you're still listening because it's fun and goofy and it is sports. So I think there's value there. I think for what you do it really well. I think the singing, the creativity, the goofiness, the not taking yourself seriously, the always having a line, whether it's stupid or funny or supposed to be stupid or supposed to be funny, I think it's really good. It's hard to do this every day. It's hard for you to do this every day, and I know that. And I know
I am waiting for the world's greatest butt in the world here.
No, no. I know that this is hard, and we're also in year four. 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. This is the fourth season of this. We couldn't eliminate it if we wanted to. We couldn't. It's too popular.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly the thing, at least I am engaged, wrong word, people who follow me are more engaged with than anything. The amount of stuff I either wake up to or following the show, people listen to the podcast form. Canadian bacon, by far, at least in my personal timeline, gets the most traction of anything on the show.
So, A, I think it's too popular to dismantle. B, I wouldn't want to dismantle it because I think it's still of value and it's still good. But, and here's the but. I worry that it's becoming too formatted. It's too predictable, rather. And that we've kind of gone down the road of through judging, grading, public discourse, etc., said this is the way it needs to go. That you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to sing, and then we're going to grade, and the grade happens with this many oinks, and this is a half oink, and then we discuss it. And
no, this is... I'm just going to say this is like Inception. For those of you who want to know what's coming,
I have no idea what's on side B.
Which is what makes this so perfectly DA show.
And I found myself, and it's probably because, so did Bogus bring up this point, or did you?
I brought it up, and I think what I brought up is going to be my retort on what's going to happen with Canadian bacon going forward. And okay. Bogus kind of discussed where he compared this to reality TV shows.
So maybe you and I are feeling the same way.
Okay.
And we haven't talked about it.
We haven't.
But maybe you and I are feeling the same way, that you're following the playbook, you're running the play, but it's not as raucous as it once was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as, we're not all as fired up about the grading anymore.
Yep.
We're not, some of it's really funny. I mean, don't get me wrong. The singing has been really, really funny. But that me and Bogus are kind of like picking apart what you're doing. Pete's giving you a grade somewhere between 3.25 and 4. And that it's kind of following the same thing every day. And that maybe we're all slightly bored by the process. And I've noticed you looking at us during this week's Canadian Bacons. I think waiting to see what the reaction is.
I keep mentioning that. I'm playing to the crowd, which, again, I entered Wednesday with a brand new plan for the rest of the Canadian Bacon.
And maybe it's like a band playing the songs and they're waiting to see how it lands with the crowd. And if the crowd is not going crazy, then the band wouldn't be going crazy.
You fade out and you get to the next song. Right.
Yeah, it's a more workman's-like performance. And if that's the case, that's okay. Because I still think we need you to anchor hockey highlights with fun. But maybe there's no grading.
Well, I think that you and I are more...
I like the silent whoop.
Well, let me just say, again, I think you and I are more aligned than anything. And we'll just speak freely and obviously continue to listen to Bogus' thoughts on side B on this. I don't know if it's eliminating the grades, because we do have now a niche fan of the grading process
and people,
fan base as well.
And people think they know what the grades are going to come. They like to grade it themselves.
It's a good, fun guess-along game for them.
Yeah.
So I respect that. But I will tell you this, and this is before I even heard your thoughts, which now I am hearing. I got in my car on Wednesday morning after watching Tuesday night's hockey games. My fandom is now totally checked out because the Rangers are out of this. I've read and I've seen the people. I call them the Marazzis, okay? And I've had
you just made up that name. You got to admit that.
I did. But they are out there. Whether they realize they're the Marazzis or not, I call them the Marazzis. And I have, my internal gut tells me, I loved the natural beginning of Canadian Bacon. When we discussed doing Canadian Bacon was, how do we get the hockey playoffs in the bubble in here? Okay, you'll play some highlights. You'll kind of give us the story of the game. I kind of molded it my own thing with puns. It got more zany. It got more crazy. And then that led to it evolved, as everything does. I'm going back to the core of Canadian Bacon. And that is, I am simply going to give the nuggets, the factoids, the puns when they fit, as cheesy as they may be. When a sing-songy moment is there to be had, I will certainly take my swing and I will go for it. But I'm no longer going to be formatted in my mind of, this is what Pete's looking for when he clicks a mouse. This is what Bogus specifically likes. This is what DA specifically likes. None of that, and I mean this literally, matters to me anymore. And if you guys want to continue to grade, by all means, if that's a part of the show, grade. But I frankly will not celebrate whether I get 5 oinks, or will not throw a hissy fit if I get a half an oink, because to me that doesn't matter anymore. What matters to me is, it's a segment telling the story of the hockey night. It's meant to be goofy and zany as well, like NFL primetime was. And there are going to be some that are better than others and some that aren't. But if I'm striving to be perfect for 5 oinks, like the most unbelievably well-written, which I'm never that anyway, if I'm striving to never stumble, which I guess you should to some extent, is a 5 oinker really... Follow me here, a 5 oinker on what the entertainment value of what people appreciate Canadian Bacon is. And I don't think our oinking scale matches what we actually are looking for in what Canadian Bacon delivers. I think those two are off a little bit.
Well, I might disagree with that, because when Boyle performs an iconic Canadian Bacon and you grade it a 5, or anybody grades it a 5. It is because the experience was so good.
It was euphoric.
The writing was great. The highlights were great. The energy was great. The showmanship was great. So that all factors into how you experience the highlights. And so I do think that there is a connection between how you would grade or score the performance with enjoyment.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And the same goes for a Caserta. I completely agree. And I think that's another trap I've gotten myself into is I try to do some of the Boyle stuff that you love when that's Boyle stuff.
I think that's right, yes.
And I'm no longer doing the Boyle stuff. No. Let Boyle do his stuff. And I believe this, and you guys could choose not to believe it, and it's totally fine. I choose to believe, and but I could hear Bogus roll in his eyes. I didn't mention this in side B. If Boyle did this 5 days a week, 2 months out of the year, he would have those euphoric moments. But you get to the point on a Thursday, be like, geez, we're doing this again with Boyle? I think that you would get a little tired of it. Boyle comes out, you know, once every 2 weeks, and it's like this unbelievable experience. But if you bought tickets to the same Boyle show 5 days a week, there would be a party that would go, oh, I got to hear this again. And that's what happens with me. So because of that, I can't try to be Boyle because I know that's just, it's a different kind of thing. So I'm just going to be me. And you know what? If I'm imperfect, if I stumble, guess what? There's also an entertainment value to that. You don't want to hear drawn out 2 minute songs from me. You want to hear me go through the highlights, tell the story.
Well, your instincts are good on this. You can't do a Pat Boyle bacon, which we've fallen into the trap of. The grading system is not fluid. The grading system is hard and fast, and we're all expecting all of you guys to fit into the same grading system.
Right.
That shouldn't be it. You should just do a Meraz bacon.
That's it.
It should just be your personality, how you do it, and forget about everything else. Everybody should just do the bacon based on what their instincts are. And Boyle's instincts are he's a really good writer. He's a really good singer. He's a really great showman. Just do it. And yours has to be more about your personality. We've run into the issue of making it a competition.
Yes.
And that was great when it first splashed as a competition.
And by the way, something we feared would happen.
Did we?
I believe on a PGP last year, we feared this would be the case.
It was great at first because then the pressure was on you. Can you deliver? Here's Boyle, the mythical five oinks. I know I remember worrying that if you kept the mythical five oinks mythical, striving for that is the story. And once you give it away, what is it?
Right.
And now we've hit the what is it? What we're just, you're just going to be like, okay, I got a 4.25 today. Is that different than a 3.5? So
yeah, to me, it doesn't matter.
And you've gotten to the point it doesn't matter because you realize there is no personal value in getting a different score.
I don't put my head on the pillow at night after watching games and I think about what did I even, I don't even remember. I don't remember. It doesn't mean anything to me.
And it used to matter.
Yes.
Because you were trying to achieve the mythical five.
Correct.
And it mattered because you had a competition with Boyle swooping in and doing it well.
Absolutely. And I'm done with that competition.
And this is what happens when the NBA regular season's 82 games and all we care about is a championship. Is that people just die. They stop caring about the regular season
game. This is such a healthy conversation.
So we've hit a point this week where it's like load management. It's like you're going, why am I going to go all out to beat the Hornets in December?
Yeah.
Why do I need to do that? And we're acting like every regular season game still matters, and it just doesn't. It just doesn't. So we have to find a better way to do this. And I think the one thing we should do is me and Bogus need to back off elongated critique. Because now the scores matter less. Why you got a 4.25 versus a 3.25 versus a 5 really doesn't matter anymore.
Right. It only matters for those at home who want to predict what Pete gives.
Yeah, and then it only matters what Pete thinks.
Right.
So me and Bogus can give like, oh, this was funny, this was not funny, but that should be basically a minute.
Which you guys did at the beginning before we ever did oinks.
Right. It should be 30 seconds to a minute,
right.
And that's it.
I didn't get this. This was funny. Right, that.
And then on to Pete.
Right.
And Pete can tell you why he graded it as such, because I think you're right. the scores are still an intriguing part about this because people can play along in their car. Oh, I think that's a 4-2-5. Oh, I think that's a 4.
It's like when the ball goes under the electronic 3 caps at a baseball game. People want to scream, it's hat number 2. It's hat number 2.
Yes.
People like doing that at home with the scores.
But we need to cut down on the analysis of it because that's not helping anybody anymore. And I think that's getting tired. So let's see if we speed up that process if it gets back and you just get back to doing what you do.
Work for baseball.
Work for baseball. We got to cut out the dead time, and we got to just let the players be themselves.
And that's it.
If you're Tatis, flip the bat.
Right.
You know what? It's not going to look perfect every single day. You just got to do you.
And I'm telling you, I've thrown Easter eggs in there. Now, I got it wrong. The hack and stall thing, playing a long cut, I'm looking like, they don't even get it. They don't even get it because they're so damn fixated on whether lean back was a 4 or a 5. And yeah, I see right through it. I'm not going to, that's it.
But it does need some type of recalibration. It does. And look, Fridays, summer Fridays are coming up. I'm going to be off a couple of them. You'll be hosting. I don't know how that dynamic is going to change. Will you always defer out of Canadian Bacon if
Not
you're
always.
Hosting?
It depends if I think the person's in. Like, full disclosure, I don't know if you realize, you're going to be out this Friday, okay? Me and Bogues are going to be in.
The first of summer Fridays.
We've already decided Carlos with a K is going to do Canadian Bacon because we just did a bit where he did one game and saw if he was worthy enough of doing Bacon. Well, if this may be his only chance, who knows, with fill-ins, I'm going to allow him to do Canadian Bacon.
Yeah, he should do Bacon.
And I think that's fine, by the way. I think a change of a voice.
Yes.
Even if we're not striving for the same grade, I think that just adds to it. It's a different voice doing it. Let's hear their take on it.
And maybe that's the next thing of, it's just not you every day so that you have to carry the water. Maybe it has to be me. Maybe it has to be Bogish. Maybe we each have to do one a week or something like that.
Yeah, it could work. I'm not anti-whatever. You know me. Less is more, so.
Although this has been your baby, so I don't want to rip that away from you.
It's my baby, but that'll go on the headstone, creator of Canadian Bacon. It doesn't mean there can't be other people doing it. It's an honor to my life's work.
It's an honor. Okay. All right, yeah. And
by the way, I feel like it makes people appreciate me. You see, it's a little work. Everybody got to do it. Then suddenly, if you're giving a huff and puff, oh, wait a minute.
So we're going to have to streamline this a little bit and figure it out. And hey, for those that might be throwing their phone across the room, no, don't change Canadian Bacon. I love it. You have to realize everything on the DA show is always in constant evolution. We tinker with everything all the time because you can't let things get stale. You can't become a cliche of yourself. And you also, you don't want things to be stale and tired to where people go like, oh, this is what they do every day, and they've done this for 10 years. And, like, there are some things you got to play the hits, but you always want to tinker. And so, hey, there's going to be a few games where the offense is under construction. It might not be perfect, but
Yeah. That's
okay. We're going to get to a place by working through this transparently. It'll continue to be a big thing.
I've never been more happy to be semi-laid off of something in my life. I'm happy cool heads have prevailed here. You're seeing the light. You're seeing the light. Honestly, it comes down to PT goes out of control with those horns. I think that's what started this whole thing.
Although, that's not even part of the story anymore this year either because he's giving you very generous grades.
He's been favorable, sure. I mean, maybe that's another problem, too. Does a 1 or a 2 oinker even exist anymore?
Yeah. And if there's no real harsh grading, then there is no penalty, really, for a bad
Everything's one. Basically a 3 or a 4. Yeah, I agree. Look, if I never get a 5 again the rest of my life, it ain't going to bother me one bit. I'm just going to go out there. Bacon's going to get rolled out. The ball's going to get rolled out. And away we go.
Why do you think Pete has been favorable in grading?
I mean, I think I touched on this a little last week. I think he understands that I have a lot on my plate in the morning in terms of gathering stuff for the show. And I think rather than argue with me about splitting up some workload, he'd rather give me a more favorable grade on Canadian Bacon, knowing I might have to rush through a little bit, than dare be asked, hey, if I got to do this and you're going to grade me so hard to do this. I think with Pete, it's much like anything in life where you say follow the money. With Pete, follow the workload.
So as long as you don't ask him to pull 2 clips for soundcheck, he'll give you an extra oink.
Yeah, because he sees me in there doing whatever. Hey, if he's going to lay off me, I'm going to throw him the 3.25 there, even if I feel like it's a 1.75. It's all politics behind the scenes here.
Today, we had an all-time moment in hour number one, Wednesday's show, when third clip of soundcheck was Shep tossing to Jack about the NFL draft. And Jack and him are kind of talking over one another, and Pete grabbed it to use that part of it as a drop.
Which is hard to do in real time. I give him that.
It is. And so you jump in to talk about it. You have a pause. That's where Pete jumps in with the drop, which is them talking over one another. And then you're talking over them talking over one another because you don't have your headphones in.
Now, hold on.
Hold on.
I had one earbud in, not both. And I think the problem was my headphones were in. I don't think I had the volume cranked loud enough where I was hearing your voice, but I wasn't hearing what was coming out of the soundboard. So I didn't realize until the very end as you said something, oh, Pete's playing something right now. So you were like, who's talking? What's going on?
Already when Jack and Shep are talking over one another, it's hard. I hate when people talk over one another in radio because it's just too hard to follow and it's confusing. And you just, it's a really bad audio experience. So when drops are like that, like I would probably, and this is all on the fly, so I don't blame Pete at all for doing this, but I would have said like in break, like let's not play that as a drop because it's just too confusing to know who's talking. Sometimes right. This happens in the epic fail. You'll say, the epic fail will be about something you said, and then you'll insert your own drops into it, like other things that you said,
yep.
And it's hard to know what was
when
linear in that. Yeah.
Yep.
So I would just always advise everybody in audio, just make sure the audio that you splice together is distinctly different so that people get the reference in real time.
Very good point.
Anyway, so you're talking over those two guys talking over one another, and I'm just like, let's cut this clip right now and just move on to the update because this is just, it's so annoying because the whole thing is just overwhelming. Anyway, we go to Bogues and I can see Pete swing over to his computer and just like slam down his fingers on the keyboard. And I'm like, oh crap, he's pissed at me.
Because, he was pissed at me. Yeah.
Because he thought that it was disrespectful to what he was trying to do with the drop. And I was just like, kill this audio. This sucks. Later, I find out that he's pissed at you because you didn't have your headphones in, so you couldn't hear that you were talking over those guys. And that lasted the whole show. Pete was pissed.
He is like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. You better not ask for bread. You better not ask for bread. So I'll take you inside the booth, if you will, inside the broadcast booth where this went down. So as you say that, I kind of laugh about it because it clicks with me what's going on. Oh, Pete's playing a drop. And the way you tossed, angrily or not, I found funny. I found that to be even funny. I'm like, oh, okay. So I think the fact that I laughed at that moment also bothered Pete. So then Pete turns to me, what are you doing? I said, I was talking to DM. Like, I didn't even hear you playing that drop until the very end. I'm like, how about you put your freaking headphones in? You know, I'm sitting here cutting stuff on the fly. Can you give me a little respect? Again with the respect and play the clip. I'm like, I keep laughing because now I'm laughing that he's getting mad and me laughing is getting him more angry.
I'm sure.
He's like, why? What was so funny about that? I'm like, the whole thing is ridiculous, Pete. I'm like, it's Jack, it's Shep, it's me, it's DA Sam, it's too much. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't hear it. I'll turn my volume up louder. And then he just mumbles something inaudible and just right to the clicking and then the pen starts clicking. And that's code for, it's almost like when you count the amount of seconds between thunder rolls, and you're like, oh, that's how many miles away. Remember that
right,
when you're kids? Like, the amount of Pete clicks is like, oh, that's really angry. He just did 12 in 10 seconds.
So then we get into a good part of the show where we're all laughing, and it's a lot of fun. And then at the end, last hour of the show, Pete drops the bomb like, that's the second time this has happened. The second bad segment of the morning. So what was the first? And he says, like, when Raz didn't have his headphones in, I'm like, wow, that 3 hours ago, we have not let that go.
Right, and it was something nobody in the audience listening in real time would have even remembered if they were listening live or knew about if they had just tuned in. It was something you and Bogus had completely forgotten about, and I really had forgotten about it, except for the fact that Pete had yelled at me about it 3 hours earlier.
It's great. It really is great. Well, onward and upward, what you'll get apparently on side B now is more analysis of whether Canadian bacon has gone cold. Side B.
Howdy, doody doo, and let's go, Jets. It's the side B of the PGP. Hello, Bogues. How are you?
Hey, Jack. It's great to see you. Really, really good to see you, and thanks for letting me out of the basement. I appreciate it.
No problem. Let me tell you about this fourth-round pick from Baltimore. I think that he has all the tools. Okay, now back to me, Mraz, because I'm not going to do a whole side B as Jack. First and foremost, you want to go really behind the curtain here? Like, really behind the curtain? As we are entering the studio following Tuesday's show, it's myself, Bogus, a couple other people in the local side, the New York WFAN newsroom. Two, I would say, I mean, could stand to lose a couple pounds. One, I think it's a little unfair. One, definitely that it's unfair for is Andrew Bogish. Boomer Esiason comes right out of the studio, stares at all of us, names us all by names. And in one of the oddest takes I've ever heard how he got here, you want to talk about meandering like Canadian bacon? Hey, names all of us by name. Bogish, Maresh, you know, he names the other guys. You guys should all go make some extra scratch refereeing out on Long Island. Refereeing what? I don't know. What he's even referencing, I don't know. And then follows up with, you know, it could help you guys lose some weight. You all can stand to lose some weight.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Now, on the surface, sure, I could stand to lose some weight. What is refereeing? What does he think? Because we'd be running back and forth as refs? And that's our way to lose weight?
I'm thrown off here because for a long time, this is what, year 11 of us existing here?
Yeah.
And for that entire time, I have worked side by side, so to speak, time-wise with Boomer. And for a really long time, like years, I was convinced that despite all of that and various interactions, that Boomer still didn't know my name. He now knows my name, remembers a few things about me. Great. Today, it felt like he lumped me into this suggestion because I was just standing next to you.
Let's call them the fat boys.
And then when we all were like, wow, that hurt, he did rally back and say, Bogus can be the head referee. You're in charge. The other guys. But
what does that have to do with weight?
Again, and we don't even know what he's talking about. Hockey, basketball, what's on Long Island right now? Flag football? I'm so confused and I may be insulted.
Yeah, and he also said make some extra scratch. Is he implying that we're all about to get laid off? I don't know.
Well, and you've made enough extra scratch. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean,
you're working 7 days a week times two, then you come in here and complain about no voice. You don't need extra hours.
I don't know. I need to spend more time with my kids. I'm not looking to ref, but that was very unusual.
They'd beg to differ, but whatever. I see your point.
You know, why didn't he say, why don't you guys all go play basketball or go hit the gym to lose weight? Why would we need to referee, I guess, to lose weight and make scratch?
I guess, but that still takes me back to the original premise here. What does he want us to officiate on Long Island? Because they even have a charity flag football game coming up, the Boomer and Geo show, but I think that's in New Jersey.
Okay. So, I mean, I'd officiate that, sure.
Right.
Pay me for it and lose weight.
But I'm just at a loss. He can think we're fat or whatever, but I want to know what work he's suggesting we take.
I don't know. I'm as confused as ever. It actually threw me off as I was about to start side B of the PGP. It's one thing to know that, it's one thing to think that Boomer thinks you're fat. It's another thing to know that Boomer thinks you're fat enough that he's suggesting new jobs to lose weight.
You know what? Maybe he's looking out for you. Maybe he's looking out for all of us, and he wants us to be better and be healthier.
Then how about present us with this job? Say, hey, I talked to a guy here. I think this would be a great opportunity, you know. Not just, hey, fatty, go ref something.
Yeah.
That's fine as well what he said.
And let's not forget, too, that Boomer is as plugged in as anybody. If he did truly care about us, he could be setting up, like, individual sessions with some trainer he knows.
That's true. He doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care. Speaking of not caring, I no longer care what you guys think of Canadian bacon.
Great. Me neither.
I really don't. Now, you were the closest one on Wednesday's show to having my back a little bit, saying that the script had potential. It was mainly about the stumbles.
Yeah.
I have seen in DA's eyes and his face that he has had it with the long, long songs I've been doing, which I thought were a little bit of a hat tip to Heel Should Not Be Named as a new decade of DA. That's kind of been, I've been having a lot of like these internal, either they're going to get it or not, but I get it. And maybe that's also the wrong mentality to have. But overall, I'm just going to tell you, I think the main theme that I'm going to go with going forward that I think is stuck out the most from people, the Mrazzies, as we say.
Yeah, as you say.
Is who cares? We shouldn't even have oinks. You never had oinks when you first started baking, so who cares about the oinks? Let them grade you down. You do you, and that's it. I no longer care what comes off of that button press by Pete.
Although Pete has actually been maybe the most kind to you over the run of the postseason.
Well, he should be. He's been overly kind to Boyle, so.
He's been very complimentary, more so than me and DA. Now, I do think that we are starting to feel like other reality show sensations. that they're great when they start, when the people on them are unknown, then they become famous.
Yeah.
And they stop being themselves, or they're playing the part of like a character themselves, and the show no longer, the show loses some value.
And you would know that, you're a reality show guy.
I was just having this conversation the other day with the other half of Boomer and Geo, because Greg Giannotti loves him some Bravo shows as well. He and I are big Summer House fans.
Okay.
And Summer House now is full of people who are like pseudo celebrities, so they don't do anything anymore. There's like, nothing happens. The show is just them saying hello and goodbye and driving to and from the Hamptons.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation is basically them going out to dinner every episode.
Right. So is Canadian Bacon inching into that territory where we're so far away from the true original version that it's a completely different beast altogether?
Thank you. And that's what I'm bringing back. That's it. And you know what? When I stumbled and you guys graded me down for the stumble, I look at it as an audience grade up because it gave them an opportunity to laugh a little more.
I mean, maybe you need to stop with the excuse making.
It's not excuse making. It's the truth.
Well,
what?
I mean, if you're sugarcoating a stumble.
I have to understand that I screwed up, but you know, it's funny to people, so whatever.
You messed up literally right out of the gate on Wednesday morning. Like, that's a big one.
And is that not entertaining to people?
Well,
because also that it was natural. It's not like a force.
But you didn't do it to make them laugh. So you can't sit here and go, well, at least I made them laugh while sounding like a doof at the beginning.
No, you're right. And my intention was not to stumble. But my point is, I get graded down for that. I'm trying to make this succinct.
Pete wishes you were extinct.
And that is this.
Mm.
I will get graded down for something like that, maybe a full oink. And in reality, I should not want to stumble. And I don't. But the fact that I do, if it costs me a grade and my grade is crap, who cares? Because in the end, my mistake still provided entertainment to people. And that's what it's about in the endgame, which is why the oinks at their core are useless.
They're not useless.
It is an imperfect segment that you guys are basically making everybody strive to be perfect in, when that doesn't actually, in my opinion, make the best bacon.
So now you're checking out on the pursuit of perfection. You went from where's my five oinker to now I don't care how many oinks I get.
Because the beauty of the origin of Canadian Bacon, like a reality show, was the chaotic, like, what are we even listening to nature? Okay,
sure.
I'm getting my highlights. I'm getting a story of a game. Wow, that's a corny pun. Okay, that's kind of funny. Okay, that's really funny. Oh, wow, he stumbled. But you're going through the whole thing. And in the end, you get an imperfect mess that you were grading towards perfection, but in reality, the perfect ones are not actually the most entertaining ones. My point.
Are you asking now for two sets of grades? Do you want oinks and then, like, giggles because you think you made the audience laugh with your mistakes?
I actually think we should change the way we look at Canadian Bacon.
To suit your skills.
You could call it that. I would call it like this. Entertainment value, not perfect value.
Right.
The oink should be turned on, should be spent on how well were you entertained? If you have just a seamless copy, but you know what? Some of the jokes in it, maybe a five-oinker is one where there's like six stumbles and restarts because people are just cackling, laughing, and enjoying it. There's no balance.
Well, but you're also acting...
A five-oinker to some is not a five-oinker to others.
Yes. I mean, obviously this is not scientific and there's no like computer to punch the numbers into and spit out an actual grade. But you're now saying that like a five-oinker is just because it was, like, technically sound. The Boyle five-oinkers and Caserta's were because they were well-executed and they were entertaining. It's not one or the other. You could also be more entertaining.
But Boyle's might be more entertaining if he screwed up a line or two.
But Wednesday's is a good example. I thought that was a good, in theory, a good bacon, but you didn't deliver it well. So my grade might have been...
And that's my point.
Perfect, a 4.75.
I admit,
but it couldn't be.
I admit I didn't deliver it well, but did I deliver it in a point where it was still really entertaining?
You'd have to. I'm sure the Mrazzies would have your side here.
The Mrazzies would say you're right.
The Mraz knows would probably go stop making mistakes.
Yeah.
Read sentences.
And that's my point. It's a different flavor for every taste bud.
Right.
And that's what Canadian Bacon is, and that's why I no longer care about the oinks.
Okay.
And with that, Bogues, where can we follow you on Twitter?
I just want to timestamp this. You're saying this on a Wednesday morning. It's 10:15 Eastern. It's, what, May 2nd?
Yeah.
Or May 3rd, excuse me, where you've declared you don't care about oinks.
Correct.
The over-under is next Wednesday. by when you'll resume caring about oinks.
I won't care.
Okay.
Whatever, good or bad. I could get a 5-oinker. I could not care less.
Okay. At Andrew Bogish, by the way, to answer your question, where you can find me on social media.
All right. You can find me at Gloria Splat. Take care, everyone.